None. We'll move on. I think we'll just go straight into the admin portion of the meeting. I do have one question though, Steve and Jack. How do we handle the paperwork signing just when we get in the office tomorrow?
Yes, I think that would be best.
Okay, very good. Okay.
And just for safety reasons, I really hope I can make it in. But if not, can I have Jill sign for me just to designate it? So we have that done just in case.
Thank you, Commissioner. Yes.
Sure.
Thanks, Jill.
No problem.
Okay, so moving over to admin items, we had a revised agenda that came out not long before the meeting. So I'm working off of that. There are three items on consent. And just for anyone listening, those include the appointment of gotta pull up the actual thing. Appointment of Tim Dawson as the decision maker in for the spot vacated by me on the Carbon Transport LLC pipeline project. And it also includes appointing Zach Pelham as advisory counsel for that case. And it makes Commissioner Christman the portfolio holder for that case, since I'm typically the portfolio holder for siting. So Randy will be stepping in my absence. So those items are on the consent agenda on admin, and I move passage of those items.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none, all in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks, Steve. Next up, we've got discussion matters. There's four items on this. The first one is comments to the Service Mining Reclamation and Enforcement with a motion. And Jack, you're going to lead this. And this was provided to us again this morning by Zana.
Yes, Madam Chair, and Zana can hop on and discuss a little more, but there's been a proposed rulemaking by the Office of Surface and Mining Reclamation Enforcement that has to do with data gathering that's going to substantially impact really how we do our AML bill grants. The motion I provided and should have been provided to you by admin staff allows Zana to file the comments to OSMRE on behalf of the commission. For the purposes of addressing those proposed rules. You're on mute, Julie.
Shoot. Sorry, Zana, could you talk through this a little bit?
Yes. What came out in the Federal Register appears to be just a form change, but it will also change the way we do business. And can you hear me okay?
Yes.
Yes. You sound great.
Okay. Thank you. So we have been working with IMCC and the other states on this, and we have a combined response that will go in opposing this ICR or request for data collection. And we also are going to provide an individual state response that reiterates the same things as IMCC, because the changes they're proposing are redundant. Most of them are already accounted for in our current EM list and other reporting avenues. So it's adding a lot of administrative work to our staff that's really unnecessary. In some cases, let's say the project lists that are required to go on the grant application. At this time, we don't develop our projects before we get our grant. So it would we'd need a couple years to catch up on that. It's also inefficient to put specific projects onto the grant application because our projects change. We have one this year, for example, that we've been working with the Corps on for next year, and it's changing with the uplisting of the northern long-eared bat into the endangered category. That could also affect some of the projects that we were looking at. So there's a lot of state agency and federal agency moving parts to selecting our projects. Listing them will cause a lot of chaos in the grant application because we'll have to do amendments if those projects change. So we intend to submit comments that basically reiterate what IMCC and the other states are submitting, but with specific examples of how this will affect North Dakota.
Very good. Thank you, Anna. Randy, do you have thoughts and concerns or ideas or things to share?
Well, you know, I think the changes that the federal government is looking at implementing here, if you were to come up with a term for it, you know, it would be kind of the opposite of one we discussed earlier today. This could be called the Paperwork Expansion Act. And it's sad. It's silly. There's absolutely nothing positive that I can say about the changes they want to make. And it came about as part of that new program, the bill grants. And as you recall, I had a motion to submit our grant request for the first round of that for over $1 million, or several million dollars. And I want to emphasize that for that first round that we approved earlier, these requirements are not on there. We will be able to, as it looks now at least, do that first round in the way we've done our traditional AML grants in the past. I know when Zana first presented this to me, or Joe, and I don't remember who was first, but I've talked to both multiple times on this topic. My first thought was, well, fine, we'll just continue with our traditional AML grants. And beyond this first one, we just won't do these bill grants then, if they're going to be so convoluted. Well, the problem is what they're proposing is to add these requirements to our traditional grants. And if that goes through, it is going to hamstring our ability to do AML to the point where, I don't know, I guess we would see how it goes, but it leaves me in doubt whether we will have any program at all with the requirements they're proposing. This is a really big deal. And I know that Zana and Joan have worked on kind of writing each their own comments with the plan, I believe, of putting them together and getting the best of it, because, you know, coming from different perspectives, and Joan was to a lot of meetings, and Zana's worked on these kinds of things for years. And I just have complete confidence that by the time those comments are melded together, that what Zana will be presenting on our behalf will be as good as anything that we could put together if we all showed up at the office and worked through the weekend to get it done by Monday. And so I support the motion as Jack had indicated to approve Zana filing these. The deadline is next Monday.
Very good. Sherry, if you have no questions, Randy could make that motion. Or
I do not have it in front of me. Is it all right if I just say on the record that I move the motion that Jack had said earlier?
Second.
Maybe Jack, could you just read it back to us again?
I don't feel he's read it to us yet.
One second, please. So. I didn't actually bring the copy home with me since I with the paperwork. Just let me pull up the register. But it was I could just generally run it through. I move the commission delegate on the filing to the OSMRE comments relating to the reclamation and enforcement's proposed rules for existing information collection.
That's exactly how I was going to say it. I moved that.
Second.
Sherry, second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Sensing none. All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Commissioner Fedorchuk?
I said aye.
All those opposed signify by saying nay. Motion is approved.
Okay. Thank you in advance for all your hard work in this. I know you're on a short time frame.
All right, moving on. We've got the RTO update meeting. Victor.
Yeah, so we'd just like to get some ideas from you as far as the time frame that you would like to have the next round of RTO updates. I know the last time we had them, we had considered twice a year or three times a year, even lots and lots of years ago. We used to do actually four times a year. I don't know that we need to go to that, but at this point, it would make sense to me to do them in somewhere in the February to March timeframe. I just wanted to get an idea from the three of you if that's what you had in mind, if you're concerned about session taking place and maybe want to schedule at a different time, just looking for some direction.
Victor, when were the last ones? Can you remind me?
I believe they were October, but let me verify that. August.
Okay. I think February-ish is good, and I would not want to wait until the end of the session. Personally, I just think we need to keep on top of this stuff more routinely.
Sure. So we can work with the February timeframe. Would it be better if
let's see what Randy and Sherry think first.
Sure.
I kind of agree. Excuse me. I agree with that. And you know, even if we did wait till the end of session, as I recall, we had May was almost nightmarish because we've already pushed some things back to May to avoid the session. And so we actually probably would be looking at June if we were to wait. So I think February is a good time. I'm not sure if we've already put a bunch of things in there, but by now that crossover time should be kind of known, and that might be a good opportunity for us to book up a day when we won't have to worry about being called into committee.
We can try to shoot for that crossover time period. If we can't get it in there, maybe what we can look to do is split them up onto separate days. Have MISO on one day and SPP on a completely separate day, so we don't run into, you know, quite so much of an issue. And one other kind of change that we've discussed a little bit for the MISO one in particular. We're going to try to change the format a little bit and have the utilities talk a little bit more about their transmission things that are going on. And we had talked about the potential of talk of having them explain how they intend to meet the new seasonal capacity requirement within MISO. If that's something that the three of you are still interested in, we will, when Adam kind of sets those up with the utilities and with MISO, he will do it with that in mind, if that's what the three of you would like.
I think that's an important topic as one of the topics. Yep. And I can talk to Adam about additional things for the MISO side.
Okay. Very good. Thank you for...
All right.
Yeah, I would like to say that I agree with February. A lot of people are affected by the legislative session. I know we have no problem on working over crossover to meet the needs, but I don't know if you just pick a date and give it to them or what, but I think these meetings are very important and productive, and I like the added agenda items on it, as we have discussed the RTOs and especially all the transmission needs out there to deal with some of the congestion. And I'm very curious on some timelines and build out dates and costs. So hopefully these are the most productive and we get all parties around the table for that discussion.
Sure. But no, so we wouldn't necessarily pick a date. What we'll do at this point is Adam and I will go back to MISO and SPP and shop some dates around with them in that time frame. See, you know, we'll get a handful of them from them, and we'll come back at a future meeting with to schedule the particular date or dates, however it may turn out. But certainly, if any of the three of us, so we normally, I would work with Randy on setting the SPP agenda. Julie would work with Adam on setting the MISO agenda. But if you have specific concerns that you have or questions that you would like them to answer, you know, feel free to reach out to myself or Adam, and we'll be sure to add those onto that, their agendas.
Victor, you indicated something about having them on different dates. I believe at the last meeting, there were similar people at both meetings. So, you know, just take that into consideration, those that attend both meetings. If they're locally, not an issue, but if they're from not in the area, be courteous to their time. But we have technology too, so they can be online.
Certainly. Yeah, so we will absolutely shoot for them to be on the same day if possible. But okay. If like that is schedules dictate.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you for the feedback.
All right. Thank you. All right. The next item was looking at for an email that I received, but I think I deleted it. There is an info day planned during the legislative session. All the governor's cabinet agencies set up booths. And let's see, maybe I do still have it. Oh, yeah. They set up booths to showcase the agency and team members and inform legislators. It's scheduled for January 10th from 10:30 to 2:30. It's to provide information to new and returning legislators regarding the agency. You get like a table with skirting and all of that. And can set it up however we desire. The governor's office invited all agencies, even beyond the cabinet agencies, to participate. And so Steve and Jill and I thought that we should all talk about that and see if Sherry, Randy, if you guys have strong feelings about it. I think it would be good to be present and to put our name in the hat to do it, but I wanted to make sure you guys agree.
I agree. We have a lot of new legislators. It's an opportunity for us to be out there and available to answer any questions and promote our agency. So I support it.
Thoughts, Randy?
Well, I was just looking at the date here and I don't see any particular conflicts. What was the time that you said on the 10th?
10:30 to 2:00.
10:30
So what do you envision for that, the three of us manning it and being there to answer questions, putting our three directors, our executive director, you know, no matter who, if you have one or two people, surely the question will be about something that we do that's unrelated to what they do. And so because of the variety of things that we do, we kind of need a group of people.
We haven't taken the next step to come up with a plan, but Steve, Jill, and I can do that and bring it to the next commission meeting. If that would work, we can explore some options and bring a plan forward. We wanted to see if you guys were on board with it first.
I'm fine with it.
I guess I have a recommendation that, you know, us as commissioners split the time and then have directors down there, but we don't have to be there the whole time if we do it in our increments, but it would be nice to have a variety of people down there meeting and greeting.
Sure. Okay. Good idea. We'll take that idea and build on it and come forward with a plan at the next meeting.
That's January 10th, just to affirm, right?
Yes.
Yes. And we do have one thing scheduled on the 10th from 2:30 to 3:45. So we're good. Pam could put a hold on our schedule.
Yeah, and commissioners, I can certainly help with any booth setup stuff that you want for that day too.
So. Oh, I already had that in the back of my mind, Stacy.
Stacy, you'll be on the planning committee.
Victor and Stacy, make sure we have some 811 post-it notes and sunglass holders.
We will. That's Conrad's job now, though.
Oh,
we gave away a lot of stuff up at the fair, Commissioner Chrisman.
Okay, we have one more item, the auctioneer legislation. And Randy, do you want to talk about this? It's kind of, my name's listed, but...
We approved staff to go ahead and kind of work on a draft bill that would shift the licensing and regulatory structure to a board of, like a governor's appointed board, primarily, I believe, consisting of auctioneers and auction clerks who are actually in the business. And my understanding is that a legislator has come forward who would be willing to sponsor such a thing and has actually worked on something similar, but I don't even recall what field of work the other bill covered. But I've always thought doing this puts us in kind of a precarious situation, because if it doesn't get approved and we continue with the program as it is, you know, from that point forward, if we do have a complaint case against a licensee or something like that, they might always get the feeling, well, you know, they really don't want to be doing this. And that's never been the case at all. I think it's been all of our position. We want to see that it's done as well as possible and think that there might be better alternatives. And so if I'm correct in my understanding that a legislator with some experience in this kind of thing and good committee positioning has come forward, I think it would be great if they would carry it and we, and I suppose as portfolio holder, that would probably be me, and then Conrad and maybe Shelley would certainly be down there to provide testimony.
Awesome. I think that's a great approach too. And I think it would just come down to getting the legislator a copy of the bill, and maybe you want to talk with him, Randy, and you and Conrad work with him moving forward, see how it goes.
I can sure follow up on that. Do we have a name that we can publicize on this?
Scott Lauser is the legislator who I visited with about this, and he is open to it. So I think he just needs to see the bill and then go from there. And I'm happy to stay involved, but it feels more appropriate to have you doing that since it's your portfolio and you're more the expert.
Okay. Then my question for Jack is what's the progress or the status, I should say, of a bill draft that we could share with Representative Lauser?
We already submitted the bill as an agency bill, so we do have a full bill draft. And I provided that to Commissioner Fedorchuk this morning. I could provide that draft to you as well.
Yeah, if you would, please. And then I'll get it to Representative Lauser and visit with him personally.
Jack,
can you send it to me too?
Yep, absolutely. If I may, is there a lot of confidence that this will be carried by Mr. Lauser? Because if not, the one thing is
it's not to the point where you should pull it, I don't think. He needs to see the bill and talk through any concerns he might have. So,
okay. That answers my question. Thank you.
But, yeah. Okay. All right. But I'll let him know that you'll be reaching out to him, Randy.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. And that's, I lost my agenda now. I got to pull that back up. Okay. That's it for the auctioneer. That's it for discussion items, unless staff had any to add that aren't on our list. I don't see anybody. Thank you, Jerry, for your diligence in updating that agenda and getting it out. All right, moving on to scheduling. We've got the quarterly meeting with commissioners and Steve. We have legislative meeting with commissioners, and I do think we need to also schedule a director's meeting unless there is one on the book, Steve. So let's start with a quarterly meeting with the three of us and Steve.
Pamela indicated that the 17th might be a good week, January. The other date that she put forward was January 10th.
No, we just did a hold on that for the day at the Capitol.
Oh, that's right. Yep.
So let's look at the 17th.
Should we shoot for right after lunch so that there's a likelihood that there'll be at least somewhat of a session and not committee meetings right away after lunch?
I like 1 o'clock on January 17th.
Yeah.
1 to 2?
Yes, please.
All right.
Long as we're there, let's try to tackle the director's meeting as well that you indicated you'd like to have.
Yeah.
Can we do it that day?
That would be fine with me.
Well, the only concern is if there's committee meetings that afternoon, we might want to.
Right.
We might want to try for another day right after lunch.
Pamela indicated there were several other, there may be a couple of other days that week that would work. She didn't specify.
What about the next? So what about the next day? Looks good to me.
No, not for me, the 18th.
How about the 19th?
Yep. Yes.
Julie, are you missing? I'm showing OMS Board of Directors meeting on the 19th at 1.
Oh, yeah. And I do have that at 1. Shoot. 20th? Friday? Yeah.
I'm okay on the 20th.
Going once, going twice.
Okay, should we go with the director's meeting?
Same thing, 1 to 2.
Sold. Yeah.
All righty. Thank you very much, commissioners.
And then the last item, remind me what it is so I don't have to pull my agenda back up. I got
legislative meeting,
Jack. Yeah.
Thank you, Commissioner Fedorchuk. The staff already had a preliminary meeting on how we plan on conducting the legislative meetings as that time approaches. And having had that meeting, we felt that it was probably appropriate to have a meeting with the three of you to discuss your preferences, as well as how you would like, if you have any suggestions for the meetings and how they're conducted. And session starts on January 2nd. So if you have any thoughts of scheduling a meeting prior to that, that would be helpful.
Can we, let's see. How about after our commission meeting on the 28th? Sometime that day, either before or after, or could we add it? Do we have an informal that day?
We do have an informal that day.
Could I ask, when we have informal things scheduled, could that be indicated on the actual date? Could it be added to that date in the title, informal hearing, and then the title added to what it is with the case numbers and stuff? So it's A, it helps us prepare, and B, we know which informals are designated and not.
I think we can do that.
I think it does show if you click on them.
Not on mine. I just looked.
Commissioners, for the 28th, we do not have anything scheduled yet. It's just the hold on the time slot.
I think we have something now.
Okay. Now we do. Legislative discussion. All right. Does that work, Jack?
Can I just play off of that? So that's December 28th at 1 o'clock? Is that correct? At 1?
1:30 is the informal.
Not 1:30 to 3 is the time indicated on our schedule.
Okay, and then are we, I presume, planning, as we have in the past, that I don't remember the time, I'm thinking like 10 or something, but that every Friday morning is a legislative discussion?
Yes, Pamela already sent out the meeting invites, that's my understanding.
I don't think it's on our schedules, though. Starting when?
I'm not showing one on the 6th.
Either am
I. No, I have not sent them out yet. I was waiting for approval.
Oh, my apologies.
So we schedule legislative meetings every Friday, 10 to 11 in the commission room. Is that the practice or the process?
Usually 10 until noon. Yeah, we've been having them longer. They're longer than that at the beginning of the session. And then we a lot of times will order like food in for lunch. Everybody pays for their own, and then, but it's available. Didn't we do it at 11 last year and then lunch?
I don't recall the time.
I think 10 has been the standard for a long time.
Okay.
It could if they can just look back 2 years and see what time we started them, whatever time it was, it seemed to work pretty well, I thought.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty much going to follow what we've done in the past. We haven't seen any major issues with that, so.
The real intense committee hearings, like on our budget or something, usually aren't on Fridays, so it works pretty well.
Yeah, and then Sherry, that's where we go over, at the beginning, we go over all the bills and which ones we want to follow and who's going to follow them and start that whole identification and tracking process. And then as the session goes, as hearings come up, we talk about, do we want to testify at this hearing? And if so, who's going to testify and who's going to draft the testimony? And we talk through that whole process. And sure. Or if we just want to cover, listen to the hearing, et cetera. So that's every Friday we discuss all of that stuff.
And been there, done.
Either a question for Julie or Steve, I guess, but because of the transitions in some positions that we've had in the last couple of years, are all of our staff up to speed and understanding their responsibilities with the legislative discussions to have reviewed these bills and catching things that in the bills that might impact their specific areas of expertise?
Yeah, the assignments for people to read bills, most of it has gone out. We've had some discussions already and will be followed up this week.
Okay, thank you.
Right. So with that, I think that's it. That concludes everything on the agenda, unless there's something else for scheduling.
Did we ever do the NSP transmission facility cost recovery rates?
It's not,
I think we
list.
Scheduled that.
Say that again, Commissioner.
When were we?
I have C2 on my agenda for scheduling informal hearing for NSP's transmission facility cost recovery rates.
Commissioners, that was scheduled for January 10th at 2:30 until 3:45.
Oh, yeah, I see it on my calendar now.
It must have been on yours. You had an old agenda, I think, Randy. All right. Hearing nothing else, we are adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Stay warm. Hopefully, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Thank you, Commissioners.
Take care, everyone.
Thanks, everyone. Bye-bye.